This news update's being brought to you by Ortis Ford and Bad Axe. For your best deal and award-winning service, shop Ortis Ford and Bad Axe. And by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Caro, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven. Good morning from Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news. In a Michigan courtroom this week, a strategic legal gambit unfolded in the felony case against Cody Benjamin Whitney. Whitney, represented by attorney Andrew Lockhart, made a calculated move, waiving his right to a preliminary examination. This isn't an acceptance of guilt, but a tactical play. Prosecutors have dangled a plea offer, plead guilty to two specific counts, and forfeit seized electronics, and two other charges would disappear. Lockhart clarified that while the offer is on the table, his client isn't accepting it yet. The waiver, he explained, preserves the offer and other strategic options for the defense. The court approved Whitney's waiver, finding it knowing and voluntary, and has bound the case over directly to circuit court. Bond remains unchanged in the next chapter in this legal chess match, an arraignment set for March 23rd at 9 a.m. It's a clear signal the defense is playing the long game, trading an immediate probable cause challenge for future negotiation power. Yeah, packed house at a Bad Axe school board meeting Thursday night as parents and residents pushed back against a proposed district consolidation plan. School leaders say the proposal would reorganize buildings to make better use of the facilities. Under the plan, 6th through 12th grade would attend the current high school, while Young's 5th through 5th grade would move into the current middle school, renamed Bad Axe Elementary. The existing elementary building would house the Ascent Alternative High School, a child care center, and a community service agency. District officials say the change could expand academic opportunities and better prepare schools for the future. But many parents say the idea feels rushed and raises concerns about safety, building suitability, and traffic during pickup and drop-off. Some community members also question placing the alternative high school in the same building as a daycare program. District administrators push back, noting programs have shared same space for years without incident, and emphasizing that Ascent students are part of the Bad Axe district. Several residents also criticized what they described as limited communication with families before the proposal surfaced, saying parents should play a larger role in shaping the plan. School board members acknowledged the concerns and said they're open to further discussion. The board is expected to take up the consolidation proposal at its March 23rd meeting. And drug traffickers across the country have found a new and chilling strategy, disguising fentanyl as ordinary items already inside your home. Brightly colored pills stamped with cartoon logos, capsules that mirror children's vitamins, tablets designed to pass as common over-the-counter supplements, and innocent-looking by design, they're deadly by content. Law enforcement agencies nationwide have been seizing these counterfeits with alarming regularity. They're not being sold in the shadows alone. Social media has become a marketplace, putting them within reach of teenagers and curious kids who may not realize what they're actually holding. Here's the hard truth. There's no way to identify these pills by sight. Without laboratory testing, a fentanyl-laced tablet is undetectable, and a dose small enough to fit on a fingertip can be fatal. The message from authorities is simple and non-negotiable. If it wasn't prescribed to you by a licensed medical professional, don't take it and don't let your children near it. secure your medications at home, monitor what your kids are picking up, and talk to them openly and honestly about the risk of taking anything from an unknown source. If you ever come across pills or substances you don't recognize, don't handle them. Leave them where they are and contact your local law enforcement immediately. This isn't a big city problem anymore, or a small town problem. It's everywhere. And awareness is the first line of defense. And we'll be back right after this word from our sponsor.
Before you buy agricultural equipment from an auction or online, ask about Tri-County Equipment's huge inventory of pre-owned agricultural equipment, including pre-owned tractors, combines, implements, sprayers, and more. When you shop locally with Tri-County Equipment, you're not just buying equipment, you're buying with confidence. Tri-County knows the farm equipment and implements that were traded in locally, so you have the history of the equipment you're purchasing. Why buy online without truly knowing what you're getting when you can stop by Tri-County Equipment, look over the equipment, and get great deals on quality pre-owned inventory? To check current inventory, visit TriCountyEquipment.com, call your local Tri-County salesperson, or stop in at your nearest Tri-County Equipment location. Shop local, save big, and find the pre-owned agricultural equipment you need today at Tri-County Equipment.
This is Scotty Wadsworth from Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer, with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven.
And we're back with more news. At least 8 people have been confirmed dead after a series of powerful tornadoes ripped through parts of Oklahoma and Michigan. The storms caused extensive damage to residential areas, leveling homes and disrupting power for thousands of residents across the central United States. Search and rescue teams are currently working through debris in its hardest-hit counties to account for missing persons. Local authorities have warned that extreme weather conditions may persist through the weekend, urging residents to remain vigilant and follow emergency protocols. And an Israeli airstrike targeted an apartment in a hotel building in central Beirut today, resulting in at least 4 deaths and 10 injuries. This marks the first strike to hit the heart of the Lebanese capital since the resumption of hostilities between Israel and Hezbollah last week. The Israeli military characterized the attack as a precise strike aimed at key commanders of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard's Quds Force. Lebanese Health Ministry report that the victims included civilians, prompting further international calls for restraint in urban areas. And that's been a look at your news for this hour, brought to you by Ortis Ford and Bad Axe. For your best deal and award-winning service, shop Ortis Ford and Bad Axe. And by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Caro, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment's locally driven.
Are you looking to replace your vehicle? Then think Ortis first. That's Ortis Ford and Bad Axe. Call the sales team at 989-269-8472 for all your new and used car needs. Or visit them online at Ortis.com. Ortis Ford can deliver your new vehicle right to your door. At Ortis Ford and Bad Axe, you'll find a great selection of new and used late model cars, trucks, and vans. You will always get your best price along with superior service before and after the sale. Ortis has vehicles in every price range. If you don't see the model and color you require on the lot, Ortis has a locator service that can find what you're looking for fast. The service department offers the works package that includes oil change, tire rotation, and full safety inspection. Ortis also sells tires with different specials rotating all of the time. The body shop is available for your repairs, and we offer free estimates and loaners. Just call 989-269-9000.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.